Hi, welcome to Chardonnay Course Podcast. I'm Jeff Moore. I want to start off by saying that I'm sorry I haven't been on this for a while. It's been a very busy summer, and a lot's been going on. Let's talk about the easy stuff first, and the first thing up is softball. Terrible season. It was the team I was on, we finished dead last in our division and got knocked out in the third round of the tournament at the end. I finished with an okay batting average and didn't quite hit as many home runs as I did last year, but what the heck, it was a good season. And I can tell you that my big lesson out of this season is I will never, ever be an assistant manager again. I hated it. It is no fun. Talking to guys your age and trying to get them to do things that you know they can do, but they don't want to. It's just, don't do it. Just don't do it. It's not worth it. Let's talk about what's been going on in the market. The big winner so far is still the NASDAQ Composite. It's year-to-date, it's up 27.7%. Then the Russell 3000, their growth stocks are up 24.6%. And finishing third is S&P 500 with their large core up 15%. In the sectors, the big winner so far that's absolutely outpacing everything is tech. Tech is up 41.4% this year. Second is consumer services at 22.3%. And last is consumer goods at 9.4%. So things have really turned around, and people that stuck with the tech are really making out pretty good on a recovery this year. It's nice to see it. The summer has been flying by, though, and it's been a different summer than I'm used to. I'll tell you, it's been a tough summer in some ways. It's been a summer for me of sadness and loss because I lost 4 clients, and they weren't just clients, but they were people I considered friends, people that I really cared about. And it seemed like it really came all at once. I've been in this field most of my adult life. It's been 37 years as of August. You know, and over that time, I've met a lot of people. Some of the clients have become friends. Some are clients and friends. And doing what I do, I get the privilege of hearing their story, hearing their life story. After a while, people get to know you, and they just tell you things. And some of the stories are nonstop adventures, and others are just mellow. They just want to get by and just do things, and just, you know, they're happy with that. You know, I've met some villains, some ex-pro athletes, strippers, fishermen, doctors, pretty much everybody in every type of business and every type of walk of life, I guess. Every one of these people that I've met and that I've gotten to know have shared their life story with me. And right now, I'd like to kind of say goodbye to my 4 friends by sharing just a little bit about the 4 of them. The first one is Jim, who I met 20 years ago. He and his wife were referred to me by another client. Jim was a retired fireman. Physically, he was a big man. He was probably 6'1", 240 pounds. He could have played offensive lineman. He came across as gruff and intimidating because of his size and his deep voice. When I first met him, he was guarded about his finances, but after getting to know each other, we got to be friends. He loved to challenge me with my recommendations. I'd have to prove everything to him that I suggested for him to do. Jim also loved to stir the pot. He would mention something that a mutual friend would supposedly tell him and try to get me worked up. It almost worked the first time he tried it, but that was my relationship with him. I liked the man and respected him and how he got through life's problems. The only thing that was bigger than him was his heart. If a person took the time to look past his tough exterior, they'd see a kind, caring man. Kim was the next person I want to talk about. Kim and I knew each other for 15 years. I met her through my ex-wife. She did something called touch healing. She had the ability to find what was physically wrong with somebody, and by touching certain trigger points on their body, kind of relieve the pain or the tightness. I know what you're thinking. That's a kind of massage, trigger point massage. But this really wasn't it. This was like heat healing. The heat that was generated out of her hands, or she said it was generated from that part that was ailing to her hands, actually relieved what was going on with you. I suffer from migraines. Most of you know that. And when I was going through a series of migraines for a while, she actually worked on me. And it took about 3 months or three visits for her to actually find what she needed. And she found a place in the back of my neck, and she worked on that. And I got to tell you, for 6 months, I didn't have a single migraine. She was amazing. But that wasn't all to her. She was also a pretty good athlete. She skied in the wintertime, played tennis in the summer. I played tennis with her a few times, and to say she was competitive is a total understatement. She would take your head off at the net if she could. She was also an accomplished sailor. She used to race cat boats, which was a type of boat I had. And we were going to team up a couple times and race, but it never came to fruition. But I believe her finest asset was her empathy. She was a person who really cared about others. And you could feel it every time you spoke to her. She always made you feel like you were the most important person around when you had her attention. She was that type of person. She filled a room. So the next person is John. John and I go back from my days at Mass Mutual. I don't know how our relationship really started. But when we were both let go at the same time, when the company did a massive layoff, over the years, we became pretty good friends. I don't think there was ever a time that when we got together to talk, he didn't ask about my daughters. He was also a pretty good author. He published a poetry book, which we kind of try to sell out of this office, and we sold a couple. And you know, poetry's like anything. You gotta like it or be able to relate to it in order to enjoy it. But if you read his stuff, you realize it came from the heart, and it was a lot about his kids. He also was a romance novelist. If you knew the guy, you'd say, wow, it's not the kind of guy I thought he was, but he had quite an imagination. he was an avid card player. He was a great bridge player, from what I understand. Now, I don't know anything about the game, but from what I heard, he just really was a master at it. He had a very dry sense of humor, too. He was born on Martha's Vineyard, and he had that Yankee dry humor. So he'd tease you, and you'd sit there getting worked up, and 2 minutes later, you see this little crick in his mouth that he's grinning because he can't keep it in too much longer. It was really funny about him. He had that kind of sense of humor. He was definitely a numbers guy. He was somebody that was really good at numbers, and we would sit there and go over his, and I'd have to make sure all my numbers were right down to the penny of his. And if they were off, we'd sit down sometimes 20, 30 minutes to figure out if it was off a little bit. John was a quiet guy too, very, very introspective, if that's the word that I'm looking for. He thought things through before he said them. You always knew that when he said something, it came from a lot of thought. He was a guy that I liked, but more importantly, I respected. He was a good person, a good father, a good husband. He was just a good guy. I'll miss him. Linda was a person I met 12 years ago. She was the chief financial officer at a fisheries company. She's not a person for small talk. In fact, and she was very perceptive when it came to her investments and money in general, hence chief financial officer at a company. I always felt challenged when I sat down with her. She was always looking and asking me and coming out with questions I never even thought to ask myself, which was neat. I used to tease her about coming over to work for me, in fact, when she retired, because she was so accurate and so good at what she did. She was a person that if your daughters are going to school and they said, "Dad, who should I copy in the business world?" Linda's one of the two people I would say that a kid could copy because she worked so hard. She worked in a men's world. The fishing industry is primarily a men's world, and she proved that just being pretty and smart and just working hard, you could work your way up, and she certainly did. She had these piercing blue eyes that just sometimes when she was just trying to figure things out, they would just pierce right through you. You'd feel like she was just right down to your soul. They could just go right through you. I enjoyed my meetings with her and my discussions about the market, where we thought it'd go. She was smart, and I had a lot of respect for her. And I know when she retired, she had a lot of respect of her peers in the industry, and that's saying a lot. These four people were friends and clients, and they affected my life in one way or another. They enriched me and gave me a different perspective of life that I didn't necessarily see. They made me feel glad that I chose my profession. I'm going to miss them. They're good people. That's pretty much all I want to say today. The wine tasting is coming up in October. I hope you can come. It should be good this year. It's the second one since COVID. Should have some good wine, and the invitations will be going out in the next week or two. And as always, if you have any questions or you want to know something or something you want me to talk about, feel free to email me at jmoore@bbayfp.com. And don't forget to check out our website at bbayfp.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll try to be a little quicker on my next one. Take care.